We're now welcoming to the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Andy Talley. Good morning, Coach Talley.
Good morning.
Good morning. A good Saturday for you guys as you open CAA play with a 40-21 victory over Towson. Give me your analysis of the game.
Towson's very good, very tough. We had a real difficult time with them. Darius Victor is a load, and I think they were making the adjustment from their transfer quarterback from Oregon. So they had a couple of adjustment issues as they transitioned. But Darius, really, you have to deal with him every single play. You can slow him down, but you can't stop him, and we knew that. So, it was a typical Towson team, very physical, a lot of skill. They're going to be good in the league, and we were fortunate. I think we were able to get a couple of interceptions, Rob Roll took one back 100 yards, that really helped our cause. But, with 6 minutes to go in the game, we were only ahead by 12 points. So it was still a close game, and they're a dangerous team. Being able to get the interception and get ahead, a little more ahead with that touchdown, really helped our cause. So the score is really misleading. 40 is really a misleading number, actually. That was a tight game right down to the wire. Very hard fought. And, we came out bumped and bruised like you always do in a CAA game. We lost Rashawn Stewart, one of our best defensive backs with a broken hand. So he's out for a couple weeks. And, this is the kind of stuff you deal with in the CAA. It's just brutal. We got guys, in walking casts and things like that, two offensive linemen. And you wonder if, you're going to be able to get to the game next week. So it was a bruising game. They're gonna be hurt from in the CAA. That is for sure.
When you get a win over a quality team like Towson, as you mentioned, and as tough as this league is, how big to get off to a 1-0 start, and how much momentum does that give you guys?
Well, we were both in the same place. Both of us were having played 1A teams, and then came back and got a win, so we were 1-1 and. That game was really critical for us because now instead of being 1-2, we're 2-1 on our way up to Lafayette this week. So it's a very early indicator of where your football team can go and be. So for us, we needed to have a challenging team. They certainly were everything that you would want in terms of a CAA challenge, and we were able to get into some very difficult, critical situations in the game and handle them. And so it only enhances your team in that they believe that they can win or pull it out in the fourth quarter or hold somebody off. So in that respect, it was good.
Got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Paul Reinert with the Morning Call in Allentown.
Good morning, Coach. Nice to be here. Just want to talk to you a little bit about your Lehigh Valley connections. You have a lot of them down there on the coaching staff, and then, of course, with Chazar starting on the offensive line. Talk a little about some of those Lehigh Valley connections. Two guys from Lafayette, Tony Trigiani.
Yeah, well, Tony is our secondary coach, and we're really happy to have Tony. He's a class act and a terrific secondary coach, and was a highly successful high school coach in the Valley, and was a terrific college football coach before he took the high school stint there. So having Tony is tremendous. He's done a great job recruiting for us and does a wonderful job with the secondary. And Louis Chazar is terrific. Playing with a broken bone in his foot, so he's in a boot right up till Thursday. Very tough guy, and just a all-football player. We're really pleased to have him. It's just a shame that he's got to labor with that broken toe, but you know, what could be worse for a lineman than have a broken toe when you're 300 pounds? But he's really done well and played well. I wish he were healthier, but we're really glad to have him. And then, you know, I'm tight with Frank Devaney, and, you know, I've known Frank since he was a young assistant with Billy Russo at Lafayette. So, you know, it'll be nice to see him on Saturday, and we haven't played Lafayette in my tenure here at Villanova, and I always thought it was a natural game. You know, we played Lehigh, but now having a chance to come up and play at Lafayette is really neat for me.
What did you learn from your game with Pitt about your team?
Well, you know, I thought we were able to play for four quarters early on in the season in hot weather, and I think that's the big thing that all the coaches on this line are trying to do is get your players to play for four quarters. And we were able to do that against Pitt and not get run off the field. Otherwise, if you don't, you know, they'll murder you. You know, we played for four quarters against Lehigh, and we did the same against Towson this past week. So, you know, you get some grit and determination when you play a 1-8 team like that, if you can get out without any injury. So, you know, in that respect, that's what we came out of the game. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of the 1-8 game. I never have been. You know, it's usually a loss, but, you know, we all do it for, you know, a payday.
And what do you expect to see from Lafayette this week? I'm sure that you've been watching.
Well, they've been in the wars. You know, they've already played some really good teams. They played Delaware early on, and, you know, Frank has these guys ready to go. And this is a big game for Lafayette, us coming in there. And, you know, he's trying to, you know, right the ship a little bit. He had Princeton lined up and almost pulled that game off, which, you know, makes a big difference when you're 2-1 as opposed to 1-2. So this is a big game. I know we're going to see a real good Lafayette team. Their record is not indicative of the kind of football team that they are. I know Lafayette well, and Frank and his coaches, those kids will play hard, and this is an important game for both of us.
Thanks, Coach.
My pleasure.
And your next question is from the line of Eric Watkins with the BUSports.com.
Good morning, Coach. To what do you attribute your improved passing performance against Towson? Was that execution, scheme, matchups?
Well, Zach Bednarczyk is a great passer. And I don't know where anybody got the thought that he couldn't swing it. I mean, he's got a pro arm. He proved that on Saturday. He can run and throw, so he's a dual-threat quarterback. You know, our receivers, we have three freshmen that play for us at wideout, so we're young at wideout, and we're still trying to get that situation cleared up. And we had a good result, I think, on Saturday against a real good secondary. The big thing is we gave Zach some time to throw, and, you know, when you give him time to throw, he's very accurate. And he's got a strong, strong arm. And he's got that ability to run around and find people open, scrambling. So I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in our league and continuing to prove to people that, you know, he's the real deal.
No argument here. What are your primary concerns going into the Lafayette game, Coach?
Well, you know, we had a rough go with Albany. Towson. And I just really feel like, you know, our players don't know Lafayette at all. We've never played them. And so we had the same problem with Lehigh. You know, as you know, I mean, with the scholarship levels now in the Patriot League, I mean, they can play with anybody. So you have to make sure we don't have a letdown, that they approach the game like they would approach a CAA game. And that's the big thing when you play out of league, I think, in the CAA, because, you know, all our kids think the CAA is the best around, but, you know, the Patriot League has certainly proven that they have some terrific teams, and you better be ready to play.
I appreciate your time, Coach. Thanks.
Thank you.
And your next question is from the line of Henry Clay with CBS Radio Sports.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm good, Henry. Thanks.
Congratulations on a great win on Saturday and an incredibly entertaining game to watch. But my question is, can you talk a little bit about how Javon White has really stepped up his game? He looked like a man on a mission on Saturday.
Yeah, Javon has played great. He broke his leg in the third game last year and has rehabbed the whole time and has worked extremely hard. And he's really elevated himself to a very high level in the CAA as a running back. And he's got a young sophomore, Aaron Forbes, behind him that continues to push him. So if he doesn't come out and play hard every game, you know, he's got a young guy that wants to take his job. So we love what he's doing. Javon is a game breaker. He's running downhill as well. And just, you know, he's a pleasure to coach.
Thank you, and good luck on Saturday up in Lehigh, up at Lafayette.
Thanks, Henry.
All right, Andy, thanks as always for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care.